Koutou katoa, welcome to World with Anahina. Today is Wednesday and I hope you're having a great afternoon. I have a special guest today and all my guests are special because we are talking about well-being. World with Anahina, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Today we have Rosemary Nash. Now Rosemary is a trustee and she's a volunteer at Sustainable Papakura. And we're going to have a conversation with Rosemary about what Sustainable Papakura does. And Rosemary, welcome to World with Anahina. Thank you very much for accepting the invitation to have a conversation. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, so I've lived in Papakura for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I've got 4 adult children and I'm a social worker. Mm-hmm. And more recently I've become involved with Sustainable Papakura, and one of the things that people say to me is, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And I think about how it relates to my social work. Mm-hmm. And I think that social work is about working with people. Mm. But for people to be well, they need a healthy environment. Yes. As well. Mm. So for me, it's like a natural connection between between my social work and the work that I'm doing for Sustainable Papakura. It's a close link.
Yeah. So you must have seen a lot for Papakura change in over 30 years.
Yes, it's become more diverse ethnically. Mm-hmm. And a little bit less of a country town.
Oh, yes.
Not everybody knows everybody now. I think when I first came to Papakura, people were married to people they'd been to school with.
And so everybody knew everyone.
Everybody knew everybody. Yes. Now it's a bigger place.
Especially in the last 10 years, lots of development as we see now.
So one of the challenges is how do you build community in modern urban environments?
You became involved with Sustainable Papakura. How did you know about Sustainable Papakura?
Okay, so the person who got it all started in Papakura was Dale Greenwich, and she and I had known each other for years through Play Centre.
Yes, I know Dale. Yep.
And so she was very active in establishing the trust, and different times she asked me if I would help with different things, and so I did some work with her, and then gradually the trust grew. Dale moved on to other things, and we changed the name of the trust from, it was Rejuvenate Papakura to start with, and then changed it to Sustainable Papakura. And recruited more new trustees, and slowly became established.
And how long, so you talked about that, so how long did it take to go from
I think it was 2013 that it was first set up.
And who are your trustees?
So we have Christine Keane, who works for Auckland Council in sustainable schools, and she's also been a tutor in the Compost Collective, so she's got a strong background in environmental issues. We've got Kelly Wright, who owns a shop called What's in Stock in Papakura. She makes sure that the things that she sells don't have excess packaging in them. And brings a, she's worked in, she worked for Age Concern previously, so she's got quite a good knowledge of how to run a not-for-profit, and she's a great networker in the community. We've got Paula Moffat, who's our treasurer, and she works in the ANZ Bank. And she's also a craftswoman. So So she's good at making things out of reused material, mm-hmm. good at repurposing things. And Sue Ollerton, who's also a great craftswoman and works as a teacher aide. So that's the five of us.
And in our earlier conversation, you talked about that. That's the trustees. And
yes,
all the trustees are volunteers.
So the trustees are responsible for the governance.
Yes.
But we also do the work.
Yeah.
Along with some volunteers that help as well. And we also have a contract from Auckland Council and the local board to deliver workshops, and we contract Sue as our facilitator, so she also has a paid role as a facilitator of workshops as well.
And how often do you run the workshops?
Well, we have three or four workshops a week, always one on a Wednesday afternoon for children, and one on a Friday morning, which is where people can come in and they can make beeswax wraps to replace plastic wrap, and they can mend or repair things that they've got at home that they might want to repair, fix, and they can come in and have a chat about how they can live more sustainably. We can answer questions.
Right, so Sustainable Papakura has an office.
Okay. Where we have a base, yes.
We have a base. And where's the base at?
It's a base. It's at Shop 4, Number 2, Averill Street.
Shop 4, Number 2, Averill Street. And what's the shop hours?
Yeah, so we're open Monday mornings 9:30 till 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday afternoon, 3:30 till 5.
Mm-hmm.
Friday mornings, 10:30 till 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times when we advertise that we're open for other activities.
Yeah.
So
you talked about that you have workshops that Sue leads, and that's with her knowledge in composting.
We call them sustainable living.
Sustainable
living skills. So how to make cleaning products, how to make your own skincare product, how to sew, how to make... how to make the beeswax wraps to replace.
Yeah.
Those are some of the really popular ones.
Mm.
How to make your own menstrual pads.
Mm.
How to make your own baby food.
Mm. Okay.
All sorts of things. So we're always looking at new ideas.
So if I'm listening, hopefully there's more than your family and my family listening. If I'm listening and I want to get involved with what Sustainable Papakura does, how do I get, apart from coming to Shop 4 to Averill Street in Papakura, how else can I get hold of you?
So you can find us on Facebook, Sustainable Papakura, and you'll find on there, you'll find all the events that are coming up listed. So that's one way to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
Or you can email us on trust@sustainablepapakura.co.nz. Or once a month we have a sustainable market in the foyer of the library in Papakura.
Yeah.
And that's from 10 till 1 on the third Saturday of every month. So you can come along there and see us there. At the market and at the site in Averill Street, you can drop off quite a number of items that we can then send away to be recycled. So toothpaste tubes.
Okay, you just drop it off. Toothpaste tubes
and dental floss containers and mouthwash bottles. All those dental care products. Bread tags.
Okay.
And they get taken to South Africa and recycled into plastic into wheelchairs for children with disabilities in South Africa.
This is the bread tags.
The little, those right. little plastic.
Okay,
nasties.
Everybody listening. Everybody listening in Papakura, the bread tag that you throw away. I don't think I remember putting the bread tag in the recycling bin even. Okay, so if you've got those bread tags, just drop them off to Rosemary yep. and the team at Shop 4 Avril Street, or pop onto Facebook and have a look in terms of finding where sustainable Papakura is, because the bread tags is something that everybody in Papakura eats bread at least once a week.
Yep.
And
they
go to South Africa
yep,
and they make wheelchairs for children.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We can't do it in New Zealand because we don't have a plant.
Yeah.
And those bread tags are made out of a plastic that is a polystyrene plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the things we like, one of the messages we like people to kind of take on board is that there's no a way where we can throw things.
Yeah.
When we get rid of something, it has to go somewhere. It doesn't.
Yes.
And it will, those sorts of things like the bread tags, wherever we send them, they'll be there forever.
Forever. Yeah,
and
they're not going to
break down
at all.
No.
Yeah. I had, I spoke with someone who does composting, and he talked about how when we take the energy out of the earth mm-hmm. or take the energy out of anything that grows, we've taken the goodness out of it,
mm-hmm.
we use most of it or half of it, and then we throw it away.
Mm.
Yeah. So what he was challenging us as consumers, really, is to think about where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to end up in the end up somewhere,
yep.
and that we need to rethink about how we can recycle, reuse,
yep.
and yeah.
So one of the kind of the first things is before you even buy something is stop and think, what will I do with this when I've finished with it?
Yes.
And do I need it? Will I be able to recycle it or use it for something else?
Because what we do, that's a really good point, Rosemary, because what we do is when we finish, we throw it away into our bins. Mm-hmm. It goes into our green bin. And then we don't see that sometimes we're home and we're not home, the truck mm-hmm. coming to pick it up and the truck takes it away.
It's all invisible.
We don't know. It's just in the bin and on a curb of side of the road, and then it just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
But all the things that we're paying for in terms of the roads, because the trucks are using the roads,
mm-hmm. The processing of it takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, the amount of diesel, fossil fuel that goes into the trucks.
It's just.
And then we moan about our council rates going up, but it's actually paying for that truck to come pick up our rubbish that we don't think twice to put in the green bin.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realise that plastic is made out of oil, so even when we're using plastic, we're using fossil fuel as well.
Yeah, as I drink my plastic water container that I'm going to reuse at least four times, I need to rethink that as well in terms of...
So lovely metal ones that keep your
water
cold.
Yeah, instead of buying the one-time plastic bottle and then we throw.
Because
I'm looking at my plastic bottle, it's got a plastic wrap around it to name it.
Yeah.
Then it's got a plastic lid.
Yeah.
And then it's got the two types of plastic. There's the lid that was on top of it.
And the little knob.
Little knob.
Mm.
And then you've also got the thing that you drink out of and the screw cap that screws it onto the bottle.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
They all come from somewhere and they go somewhere.
Yes, I do. There's plenty to think about.
plenty to think about. So if we're listening, everybody, I think a good thing I'm going to start is the bread tags.
Mm-hmm.
If you are around, drop it off to Sue, to Rosemary and the team. I'm thinking about Sue who runs the workshop. Rosemary at the team at Shop 4 on Adriel Street. Or drop it off to my office at 29 Broadway, and we'll make sure that it gets to recycled, because it will end up being used for wheelchairs for children instead of just piling up at the dump.
So,
what else do you do Sustainable Papa Kura?
The other, just to finish off about the collections, the other things that we collect are pens, so ballpoint pens.
Yes.
So that they can be sent away to be recycled.
So toothpaste tubes, dental floss containers, bread tags and pens.
We also collect spectacles and we pass those on to the Lions Club.
Where do they end up, the spectacles?
They go, they get sent mainly to the Pacific Islands and get reused and redistributed there.
So if you got a pair sitting around, you know, haven't used for a year, then it's time for you to repurpose them.
Yeah, repurpose is the thing. Yes, that's cool. And then what else do we collect there? We collect tins. Any household metal.
Household metal, so that's any tins clean. You'd like them clean before you
Drop
them
like
off.
Them clean.
Not after you eat your tuna and still, you would like it clean,
Clean coffee pods, we can send those away to be recycled.
Coffee pods.
Yes.
Right. What are they?
The things that people put in those coffee machines.
Yeah. I know.
They're tin foil.
Where do they go?
They get recycled.
Recycled.
But yes. The aluminium gets recycled. Yeah. Mm.
This is really interesting. There's a new trend that's coming. It's a trendy thing to have that coffee pod. So easy. You put it, pop it in. And we forget that it also adds to the rubbish.
And the other thing that is an interesting one is the tea bags. So we think we can pop those in the compost or in Papakura we have the food waste bins. We think we can pop them in there, but actually those tea bags all contain a little bit of plastic as well. So really we should go back to using tea leaves that are not in tea bags.
Okay.
And then we wouldn't be
because
creating that waste.
Because that's another process of wrapping the teas in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Well, thank you. Food for thought.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It definitely is food for thought because you're just having a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And like, I would have at least two cups of teas because my grandfather used to drink tea. He looked after, he cared for me when I was young. So tea's my thing.
Yeah.
And I just put it in the recycling bin at work.
Okay.
Well, but it actually got plastic.
And who knows?
The composting.
With our workplace rubbish bins, who knows? Most people don't know what happens.
No.
People will say, oh, the cleaner comes and takes it away. We don't know whether cleaner recycles things or whether it all goes to landfill.
Yeah. And, you know, they really work hard. They do great work, the cleaners, but they do come at an hour where
it's invisible.
We don't see them because we're gone. Mm. We're gone for the day.
And we might not have thought about setting up systems that would help the cleaners to put things in the right bins and things like that. Yeah.
Okay, Rosemary, so we've got 10 minutes to go.
Okay.
It feels like.
Okay.
So we've talked about, this is where people can collection.
Yes.
So drop them off at the shop or drop them off at my office and we'll make sure Rosemary gets it. What else happens at Sustainable Pop?
So we have the market.
The market.
Which has all sorts of creative people who make things themselves to sell. So if you want, if you're looking for sustainably made products, that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
And it's also about shopping local, so you're not using up lots of fuel driving around Auckland buying things. So
definitely.
And supporting local people to make a living as well. So
remind me, the market is every third?
The third Saturday.
Third Saturday.
Of every month.
Every month. And the market is at
the
Papakura Library
foyer. Yep,
at the foyer. Yep. So that's every third Saturday. I'll put that into my calendar so I can come around and have a look.
And our other really exciting project that we've just set up is the planters, so the urban edible planters. Mm-hmm. So throughout the main shopping area of Papakura, we've got 24 wooden planters, growing vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a big team of volunteers that have helped with that. People worked really hard to fill them with soil and plant the plants. And then they said, we've had a wonderful day. We've made new friends and got to know people. So it's part of building community. And now we've got vegetables growing and ready to pick. We've had a couple of foraging walkabouts where people could come along and pick the food, and we're happy to take people out and show them how to pick the food if they are not sure what to do.
Yes.
But it's there for people to use. And we've also had the help of the shopkeepers who are watering those planters.
The shopkeepers. Thank you, shopkeepers.
So that's awesome. And so we wanted to bring a bit of nature into the town centre, and we also wanted people to see how easy it is to grow your own vegetables.
Yeah.
And we'll do some workshops around harvesting and cooking and preserving food and so on as time goes on.
That's
exciting.
So if you're having a walk around the shopping centre in Papakura, check out the veggies growing on those urban edible planters.
Yeah.
And do know that the shopkeepers love and tender them.
Yes.
They care them with them. So if you're not doing anything quite, you're part of the community.
Yeah. So it's been really cool. Lots of people have been on Facebook saying how much they like them, and
yes,
people are taking responsibility for helping to look after them. And if they see anybody that's sitting on them or anything, they say, better not do that.
Oh, God.
That's our Kai.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good, because I know that sometimes the public, the plants on the sidewalks publicly, they are quite the toughest plants because sometimes people don't provide care.
We've been just thrilled to see how people we've had no vandalism, and it's really nice to see that people appreciate it. And it also, I see people all the time. Sometimes they walk past and they touch the plants they stop and talk to each other about what are those plants or what's it all about. And so it's been a really awesome way to create community.
Yeah, as I'm talking to you, I don't think the listeners can see, you've got this grin from ear to ear as you're talking about the planters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it obviously brings you joy.
It's bringing other people joy.
Yes. Yeah, the joy that brings others joy. Yeah.
And we've had wonderful help from volunteers with maintaining those, and that'll be something that continues. So,
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So we've got, we've got 6 minutes to go.
Okay. The other project that we started about 18 months ago was the Afio My Peki bags.
Yeah.
So these are reusable, returnable shopping bags.
Afio My Peki bags.
And so we've got a great team of people who sew these bags out of fabric that would otherwise have gone to landfill. So about a ton and a half now of fabric that we've saved from landfill.
So this is people's used clothing?
Mostly more like curtains.
Or curtains,
And sometimes just fabric that people have got at home that they haven't used. And some came from factories. So remnants that they would have just thrown out, offcuts and stuff like that. And so we've made 2,064 of those bags. And again, we've got 10 shopkeepers through the town centre that host for those.
Oh, okay.
And so if you're shopping and you don't have a bag, you can just grab one.
Grab one. And is it, did they pay for it?
No.
All right. So this is in Papakura. There's 10 shops. Mm-hmm. If you're shopping, you don't have a bag.
Just grab one.
Just grab one.
Yep.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you've got too many bags at home, well, then please bring them back.
Yeah.
We haven't seen many come back.
Maybe they're a favourite now.
Maybe they're a favourite.
Yeah.
So, again, on a Monday morning, we have a group that come.
This is the group on the Monday morning that does the sewing.
Sewing.
Sews the bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
When people say that they love to come and do that because of the fun and the friendship and feeling like that they're doing something that's purposeful and helpful to the community.
Yeah. Oh, I might pop in for that. I might have to have a toss-up between going to the Smash Fit at New York Fitness or come and sew a bag.
Yeah.
I think I might do well. Might do both next week.
Could do both. Yeah. You'd be most welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, Rosemary, it's been great. We've got lots of things happening at Sustainable Pup Quarter. Our times, we're almost out of time. But I have noticed that the things that you, that brings joy to your face... Mm-hmm. is when you're talking about how it affects other people. Mm-hmm. You know, and with your social work background, I can understand where that comes from. Mm-hmm. And I'll just like, just like to say thank you very much for what you do in the community. If you see Dale, let Dale know that I'll be around. I'm around and we still haven't connected. But the rest of the team, to say thank you very much for what you're doing in the community. So if I'm in the community and I'm shy, I'm new to the area, what would you say to me if I'm shy about coming over to Sustainable Pup Quarter?
Come along. You'll get a warm welcome. Everybody's always welcome. And we love meeting all the different people in our community.
Yeah.
And there's such a rich variety of different people.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just getting to know the, you know, your Tongan in Papakura or your Indian in Papakura or your Pākehā in Papakura or your local Māori or African. Come on over. The only time to know is come on over and maybe bring some food to share.
Absolutely.
That's where we get to know each other. It's about talking with each other. A final word. A final word to end our program today, Rosemary.
We're doing this for our mokopuna because if we don't make some really big changes in the way we live in the next 10 years, there won't be much of a future for them.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on that note, everyone listening, I'm going to rethink about what I'm doing. Definitely with the bag tags, the toothpaste tube and the dental floss containers, collect them, drop them off at my office or at shop 4, number 2, Averill Street in Papakura. Rosemary will be there to greet you and bring some friends.
Yes.
Bring some friends along. There's the sewing on the Monday and lots of things happening, but the Facebook... Pop on over to the Facebook, Sustainable Pup Quarter, and have a look and see where the programs are at, or email trust@sustainablepupquarter.co.nz and just say, hey, speak to Rosemary. Rosemary will, I've only met Rosemary a couple of times now, but I feel like I've known her for years because she's so welcoming. And yeah, that's it. That's us today. Thank you very much, Rosemary. We'll have you back and talk again about what's happening at Sustainable Pup Quarter, how the harvesting of the planters at the mall, how the feedback from people about that, and I'm pretty sure if you've got any questions, just pop Rosemary a line on the Facebook or on email, or drop by at the shop. They're there Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And that was Well With Anahila today, the Labour List MP based in Papakura and Tāmaki. Have a great day. Ka kite anō.